The following is a presentation of Muddy River News.
The Liquor Booth is your home for a huge selection of beer, wine, and spirits. The Liquor Booth has two locations in Quincy, 3520 Broadway and 1500 North 12th Street. The Liquor Booth, where it's always happy hour.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Daily Muddy. I'm Ashley Conrad. Joining me today, I have two members of the Standing Bear Council. I have Bruce Macknig and Leslie Haslam. Mm-hmm. Welcome.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Nice to be here.
Yes, I'm so glad you're here because I have had some experiences with what we're about to talk about, but not enough to know enough about it, we'll say. So, of course, what we're talking about is Great River Eagle Days 2024.
Yep.
Okay. The experience I've had is visiting the Lock and Dam and viewing eagles.
Right.
I have had no experience with the actual event that brings so much more than viewing these eagles.
Exactly. We've got the Intertribal Powwow, which is our winter gathering with the Standing Bear Council, where we bring in our native drums, the Gray Cloud Singers. We've changed singers.
So yeah.
I forget who we have. And we have... world champion hoop dancers coming. We have Treehouse Wildlife Center that is bringing in raptors for us, and one of them will be used for the Blessing of the Eagles, which we do on Sunday.
Okay.
And we have lots of native food. We have demonstrators and artifacts, displays of all kinds. We have a huge 28-foot tall teepee that comes in, and it'll be set up the way it would look as if you were living in one back in the day.
Yeah.
We've got dancing all day. We've got candy dance for the kids, which Peter, one of our members, does every year, and he absolutely loves it, and the kids just have a ball. It's kind of like ring around the rosy kind of thing, but you get to grab candy as he plays flute and stops.
And it's only for the kids?
Okay. Yeah, only for the kids.
Dang it. All right.
Well, you bribe a child, maybe.
I could do that for sure, yeah. So the events, so it's kind of, it's separate, right? So give me a little more information here, because I know that a lot of it is at the Oakley Lindsay Center,
yeah,
right?
Uh-huh.
But the eagle viewing is
down at the Lock and Dam.
Okay,
that starts at 9 in the morning.
Yeah. Okay,
it goes till 2 in the afternoon. The Army Corps of Engineers mm-hmm. will have rangers there who will have spotting scopes, and this year should be fantastic because the cold weather has pushed the eagles down.
They are coming.
I was up to Keokuk yesterday, and I saw probably at least 4 dozen on the way up there, and around the bridge up there. So,
and if you've never seen it, yeah, it is
to watch.
It is just amazing
when
to
they
see
dive
these birds
in the water and grab the fish, and so forth, and just them flying is just amazing.
It's so, I mean, it's awesome is the only word I can think of. It's very, very cool. Yeah,
and they're very sacred to us.
Yeah,
and right now the weather looks fabulous for this weekend. Highs around 40. So maybe a little shower on Saturday, but otherwise, it should be a great time to go down and watch.
Yeah.
And see it. And then afterwards, come up and enjoy the powwow and enjoy the native. We also have a lot of vendors coming in, so they can get a lot of native crafts.
A lot of vendors are coming in this year.
Okay,
so
cool.
It's a great lineup.
And we've been here in Quincy for 11 years now.
Yeah, I was going to say.
We've had it for, over 25 years that I know of.
Wow.
And it used to be up in Argyle and in Keokuk. Space was always a problem, but I wasn't going to let this go down the toilet. So
sure.
I said, a friend of mine at the Eagle Nest, when it was back in the day, mm-hmm. said, hey, come on, use our two rooms here. It was standing room only in there.
I bet.
Holly Kane from the Visitors Bureau got in with us and said, let's try, half of the Oakley. Well, we proceeded to take up the whole Oakley.
Really?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
So it's been a great event. Some years it's a little, lacking, but, not everybody seems to know that we are here.
Well, that's what I was going to say. Yeah. So I knew that the Great River Eagle Days existed, but I didn't know the ties to the Native American mm-hmm. community, right? And
right.
the significance of that, and also the events that go with it. I mean, I knew the eagle watching, that's one thing, but I didn't realize how much more y'all offered. So maybe you know, maybe this getting the word out is
we've been pushing the word out as much as we possibly can. And I still run into people and talk to them about it. And they, oh, I've never heard about it. And
I'm like,
we're on the radio. We have commercials on the TV. We have posters all over. They're big posters that stick up on the side of the roads and that in different places.
Sure.
And we're in the newspaper, and they do the KHQA and WGEM come and do a news article on us every year, and it's like people still go, huh?
Yeah. So now do you know, just out of my curiosity, because this is tied back to Native dancing and the culture, what, I guess, how many different tribes, or were there intertribes, or in this area? Do you know that?
There are quite a few in this area alone.
Okay.
A lot of people are mixed, and there are a lot of full-blood natives that, you know, kind of hide out in Quincy. They don't, you know, come out and do a lot. You know, that we've noticed quite a bit, but we have a lot of mixed people in our group. We have a lot of full-blood people in our group.
I might add, too, that our group is an intertribal group, so people with no Native heritage can be a member as well.
Okay.
Which includes me.
Yeah. It's just because you're interested and you have a passion for it?
Yes.
That's great.
That's correct.
Yeah.
And that's
so
what's important.
Anybody
to us.
Can join our group. We'd love to have more members.
Always.
Makes life a lot easier when we have a lot of people doing the work.
Oh, absolutely. Many hands, right? Yeah. So Great River Eagle Days is coming up January 27th, 28th. Like you mentioned, the eagle watching is from what, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m.?
Mm-hmm.
Is that both days?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. And then the powwow, which is all of the other events, like the dancing and the bird demonstration and the music and educators and vendors, that's after the watching both days, right?
Well,
or is it during?
Anytime.
Okay.
Yeah, we're running from 10 to 5:30 on both days.
Gotcha.
So you can come in, you can, I believe, get a hand stamp, and you can come in and out if you wish.
Okay.
Go back down for bird watching, whatever you want to do, because I know there are certain times that the birds are more active.
Sure.
You know, you got an early morning, and then you have a late afternoon.
When they're hungry, probably.
When they're hungry.
Yeah, right?
They start dive bombing again.
It's very cool to see.
They're a lot of fun to watch.
Yeah, very cool to see. And then admission, you have kids, which are free.
Free.
Yeah,
10 and
which
under
is great.
Free.
10 and under.
Yeah. And then it's only $7 for 11 and up, and then $5 for anybody over 60.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
And veterans, we like to honor our veterans during the grand entry. And so we try and encourage a lot of veterans to come into the circle.
Sure.
They get to carry flags or just come in and dance and be honored, because that is a big thing for us. And that's part of our grand entry on both days.
That is awesome. I love it.
Grand entry is at noon, by the way.
Okay, I was going to ask.
It starts at noon.
Okay. So if you're interested, do they need to register? Do they just come, or how does it work?
They can just come. They can find Bruce or myself and let us know that they are a veteran.
Okay.
And they would like to take part in the circle, and we will set them up.
Okay. And then for general admission, do people have to register? They just show up and
they just show up and pay their ticket and come
okay.
on in. Dancers, we ask the dancers if they're coming in to wear their regalia. They'll get in for free if they have their regalia on.
Okay.
Otherwise, they can pay for a ticket, but we'll get reimbursed once they put their regalia back on.
Gotcha.
So we do things like that.
Love it. All right. So Great River Eagle Days 2024, this is the 11th annual winter gathering, where you can not only go see the beauty of bald eagles mm-hmm. flying over our riverfront at the Lock and Dam. Is it Lock and Dam 21?
21.
Okay. Yes. So that will start at 9 a.m. And go until 2 p.m. And then, of course, events all day, both days, January 27th and 28th, come on out to the Oakley-Lindsay Center at 3rd and York. Mm-hmm. Check it out and so show your support, right?
Yep, exactly.
Yeah.
Yep.
Excellent. Thank you both so much.
Thank
you
for having
this
us.
Is going to be very interesting. And, you know, what else are you going to do on a cold and dreary
cold
people
and
dreary weekend?
To come because we hang out, we talk, we chat, we, you know, get involved with
learn
each other,
something.
And you learn stuff.
Yeah.
And
we've
you,
got kids
can get
crafts.
Fry bread and
fry
tacos.
Bread and Indian tacos, that's a main item we do.
There you go.
Yeah.
I love it. Well, I hope to see a great event, and I'm glad that it's here, and I'm glad that you are continuing on with it. It sounds like it's going to be a heck of a time. So thank you all so much.
Thank you.
I appreciate it. All right, coming up next, Britt B. and Ash C. and Coffee Talk. Stay tuned.
Tower Pizza and Mexican offers a full menu of pizza, wings, and Mexican favorites. Try the shrimp tacos, fajitas, or a Jeff's special pizza. Extra sauce, pepperoni, sausage, ham, and mushrooms, all on their homemade crust. Tower Pizza and Mexican, 2701 Broadway, Quincy.
Are you looking for the perfect venue for your next special event? check out Utopia Event Center.
Utopia has a large banquet room and an awesome bar area, perfect for anything from birthday parties to formal corporate meetings. It also offers a photo booth, stage for a DJ or a live band, and a fully stocked bar, all for only $300. Check us out at utopiaeventcenter.com or call Barn at 217-430-6559 for more information. Utopia Event Center, 900 North 12th Street in Quincy.
Welcome to the Abbey, a Quincy tradition.
With six big screens, a new larger kitchen, and now more seating capacity, the Abbey is the place to be before, during, and after the big game. Come enjoy fan favorite Abbeytizers, steaks, burgers, and a variety of daily food and drink specials. Can't join us? Carryout is available too. Now with a convenient drive-up window to better serve you. 1736 Spring in Quincy. Opens at 3 p.m. Tuesday through Sunday.
Come join all your friends at the Abbey, a Quincy tradition.
Kelly's has been a fun place to eat and drink in Quincy since 1982. A fun and friendly atmosphere, food with flavor, homemade cinnamon rolls, and famous cheese soup, the best menu in town. Kelly's, 2902 Broadway, Quincy.
Instant Replay is your local sports bar. With 18 big screen TVs, we have all the sports packages from college games to pro games. We offer daily drink specials, and come check out the bullpen, our newly renovated beer garden. Instant Replay, 2739 Chestnut in Quincy.
And we're back. Now it's time for Coffee Talk with Britt B and Ash C, of course. And hey, Britt, what's going on?
Nothing. How are you?
I am fantastic. So always a busy news day in the newsroom here at Muddy River News. We seem to always have the hot tea. This hot tea that I saw today, I'm kind of, to be quite honest, I'm tired of hearing about it. I'm tired of talking about it. I know it's necessary to keep it on the forefront, but that is the TIF program, right?
Yes, incentive. A little TIF with that tea.
It's like, okay, so a while ago, that's all we talked about. And I understand, you know, the quote unquote benefits. I understand the quote unquote downfalls. I just thought, you know, when we kind of talked about it last, that we were going to put it to bed for a while, because the consensus, at least in my mind, was let's see what fruits the other TIF incentive areas, what fruit they bear before we start another one. And now I see
A third coming, potentially.
Potentially.
A lot of people did have the consensus of what you said, where the thought is we have to end one or two.
Let one expire, right?
Yes.
And when is that? Do you remember?
I don't exactly.
It's soon.
Yes.
Yeah.
And we'll probably review this again.
Yeah.
We had Jason Parrish on here who, you know, sat us down and we...
Parrot, yes.
And we learned everything inside and out with
Very
that. So we do know what we're talking about when it comes to the TIF things. I've been recently like tagged on Facebook with that, where people are asking, hey, this information, can you get us this information? There is a sense of lack of transparency with that. So I think that's why the public gets in a tiff about TIF.
Yeah. Well, and because it's just confusing as all get out. I mean, even if you think you understand a lot of it, then you get someone who's pro-TIF or anti-TIF, and they kind of muddy the waters with their own take on it, right? So I don't think you ever get the full transparency.
But you can access that information.
Sure.
It's through FOIA, though. You do have to FOIA the information of seeing who has acquired the TIF, how much money, and that is all available.
Where the money is getting spent.
It is public knowledge, but again, it has to be FOIA'd. And I think
really
that kind of upsets the public at times.
Yeah.
But in regards to this new TIF, that we do have, like, I guess, a lot more questions about it. The first one being the map itself is interesting. We've talked about this before. It's gerrymandered, gerry-rigged to not include our beloved scoreboard, which we're kind of wondering, like, why. I guess it must have something to do with, you know, the overall map has to equal money. I don't know. You know, maybe that adds too much money to the map. So you see how the map isn't exactly a clean.
Doesn't make sense.
No. I mean, it does for political reasons.
Sure.
But it's.
Well, and then also, and correct me if I'm wrong, because once again, I'm not a professional on this, but so the new TIF would basically overlap, or is that not the right thing? So they would actually get money from one of the other TIFs? Like, they would have access to money that's already been invested in this TIF to use without actually taking or without actually investing. Is that right?
I think. I'm not exactly sure. Okay. But I think there is some overlap.
I think there's
there
some
too,
overlap.
And that was part of the, yeah.
Yeah. If I remember right. I don't know. Again.
Right, like, now, though, there are five entities involved that have to approve of this TIF.
Mm-hmm.
The first one being the Park District said no already. Okay. The big news in the news today and what's on Muddy River News from our city council meeting was the fact that a hearing is set for the city. That's going to be another entity that votes on this, the
and
city.
In essence, that is so what's coming up next for the city council is basically an opportunity for the public to go and hear and speak. Right, about this TIF and
yes.
kind of give their feedback on what they think or should happen or not happen. Is that
yes.
right? And that's March 14th?
Yes.
Okay.
So this is your opportunity to let whoever you want to know about TIF, you know, like what your opinion is. That is your opportunity there.
Or if you're interested in learning more and want someone to give you more resources or, you know, I think it doesn't have to be, you may not know anything about TIF. You may be like me and say, okay, I want to go visit, or I want to go sit in on this because
yes.
I want to ask learn. For more resources to learn more and to get more knowledgeable on,
yeah.
On this situation, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
So Park District, City, the county will also vote on this.
Okay.
And the John Wood Foundation, John Wood Community Board will vote on this, and then the Quincy Public School Board. So five entities.
Okay.
All have to agree on this in order for this to work.
Okay. Okay.
So I don't really.
Is that because our tax money goes to.
Yes.
Okay.
And it withholds tax money
from
each
their,
of those entities.
Yeah, from their
so
buckets.
I guess my question is, if one already said no, I don't know why you're putting it forth. Maybe they all don't have to agree. I could be wrong on that.
Maybe
it's
like
majority rule.
Yeah.
But
see,
yeah.
that's another fact, though, that we could probably use some
yeah.
straightening out on.
Yeah.
I think this is why I'm tired of like hearing and talking about it. And, you know, again, I know that transparency matters, and that's why Muddy River News brings it to the forefront. But I want to know so much about it, but I don't know. I need to invest more time, I guess. But at the same time, like, I just don't have the energy for it, or I guess I just don't feel like it affects me as much, but I'm wrong. It does.
It does. You get taxed by all those
yeah.
entities, and
yeah.
all those entities are, again, it's withheld
yeah.
for that certain area,
sure.
you know, to, so it does affect us all. Even if you're not in the TIF district,
yeah.
it definitely affects us
yeah.
all.
So I think, you know, speaking for myself, of course, I do need to get more involved and, you know, just more informed, which is always a good thing. But if we're going to keep talking about these and we're not going to see the benefits before we keep pushing other ones, then I think I probably need to do some learning and figure out, like,
or you or
have
just
my
say
voice
I don't agree
or,
with it, too.
Yeah.
I mean,
well, I need to learn before I don't agree with it, but
yeah.
Just to go and learn more, but then ask for resources to help me learn. And then, yeah, to have my voice heard. I think that's important for me and for everybody else.
Who, yeah.
who, you know, may or may not think that it affects them. Because like you said, it definitely
does.
It
affects everyone.
Yeah.
I don't know. I do feel like I have my opinion on what it does for the community already, because I've seen TIF 1 and I've seen TIF 2. And
yeah.
I see where, I mean, yes, you revitalize areas. But in this certain area that we're talking about, it's like what I said before. I feel like we're buying up property and pushing people in poverty out of their homes.
Yeah.
You know, when you're revitalizing a certain area and you're bringing up their property taxes
right.
too, you're pushing them out of their neighborhood and their homes. And I don't know, it seems like it's not going to
go away.
No.
Yeah. Right. And then for scoreboard, you bring up an interesting fact, because they will still have to pay their taxes. They just don't have the opportunity to use those funds in the TIF to make improvements. Right.
Yeah.
Which is weird.
Yeah.
So maybe we need to get Mr. Patterson back on here
yeah.
and talk about his feelings on that, just because I'm interested and I missed out on the last one you guys talked
yeah.
with him. But yeah, tax incentives, it always seems like someone wins and someone loses.
Yeah.
And it doesn't make sense if it's not the majority winning.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
That's my opinion.
I like,
yeah.
That's a good one.
So speaking of tax incentives, there's another one out there that is also some juicy tea on Muddy River News, and it instantly made my ears perk up, because we are, in fact, you know, very closely related to all of it,
yes.
right? And that is the tax incentive for journalism. And when you hear incentive, it should bring about the warm and fuzzies, I think, because it's incentive, right? You get something for doing something. But you're a journalist. I'm not necessarily a journalist, but I am involved in journalism every day here at Muddy River News. But it's basically, unless I'm wrong, it's an Illinois grant incentive for to encourage journalists or newspapers or local entities to
revive local journalism.
To revive local journalism. So, yes, I think it's very important. And I think, you know, the main reason they brought it up is because there are so many local governments that do have to be held accountable. And we've said it before, the one thing local journalism does is we create that transparency and that accountability for local governments. And there are a lot of places and a few near us that have zero, they don't have newspaper, they don't have, you know, even a web-based thing. They don't have any publications, anything, but they do have local governments running, you know, in
their
community.
But with that, when you don't have that local journalism, it lowers the levels of voter participation.
Yep.
There's higher levels of corruption, and then misinformation, you know.
Galore.
Yeah, flies.
Yeah.
So this is their reasoning for doing or incentivizing, as you say.
Yeah.
But anytime there's incentive and it's coming from the government, my ears just perk up too.
Right. And it's like, okay, so I get it. I love the idea of encouraging more of this. Do I love the idea that state money is going to be used?
Mm-mm. I think whenever you take something, like you said, you do have to give something.
Yeah. And I think that the big concern here, and I think everyone should be you know, aware of it at least and informed, is when you have money coming from a state entity for journalism, right, you also run the risk of that state entity, meaning, you know, the Illinois government, controlling
the news.
What you're publishing.
Right? Basically, I mean, it's kind of a scary thought to think that if you accept this, then are you bought?
Right. Bought and paid for media. So I'm not saying that that is, but it's definitely, I'm not saying that that's.
It's a concern.
It is. And I think my only, you know, when I see it and I'm like, oh, yay, a tax incentive for journalism. I wonder what Muddy River could blah, blah, blah. And then I'm like, oh, wait, no, because we're totally different.
Yeah.
And we don't ever want to be in the pocket of someone controlling what we
I think it's supposed to
say.
Be meant for places, though, like small places, startup places like us. So I think we would use that money to maybe hire another employee. Whereas you do have companies that are a little bit bigger and well off, and they might just take that money. I mean, I'm not, but you know, they might.
The potential is there, I guess.
Yeah,
is what
you
it
could
is.
Just
you're going to have some because they're always
abusing the.
You're always going to have bad eggs and good eggs.
Yeah.
But the potential is there that it could be used wrongfully. And anytime someone if I give you $20. And you go to the store, I could say, but I need you to get me, you know?
Some scratchies.
Something, yeah. And then if you say no, it's like, well, I gave you
$20.
So, yeah, you should be getting what I need you to get me. And you're like, well, I thought you just gave that to me to be nice.
No.
Sorry, dude. I'm going to need a bottle of vodka and some scratchies. So make it work. But you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's just how it works.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So incentives are a great thing, I think, if they motivate and encourage the good ones and it benefits people overall.
Overall.
Benefits. So if the majority wins, incentives are a great thing. Now, even if the majority wins, at what cost are we willing to say?
Sacrifice others or our integrity or... Yeah, a lot of things. And that goes for both of the tax incentives
Our
T news today.
Yeah, and then like this goes back to the PPP for COVID. I mean, it's like, yeah, you can, nothing is free.
Nope.
Let's just go ahead and say that.
I wish more people would understand
economics
that.
Economics 101, baby. Nothing is free. Even if you are receiving something that you, you know, you interpret as free.
Cost money.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, it's just interesting to me that
just
these
the tea.
Right? It's just the hot tea today of Muddy River News. And I'll say, it's not always fun to talk about, especially, you know, if we don't know everything there is to know about all the subjects we're talking about, because I hate being, you know, dense on some of these things, but still spitting my opinion. But I think overall, the reason I wanted to touch on some of these, and you as well, is we want people to know that they're happening.
Yeah.
Right? It's the transparency. That the transparency these things is are happening. Thing. And
need when to, we bring it up, though, it's usually the same people that come back to us. Oh, you don't know what you're talking about.
Well,
I think we know a little bit because.
Well, it's not. But see, the people who come at people, anyone who comes at someone for trying to create transparency are the people who don't want transparency.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So let's just call a spade a spade.
Yeah.
It's not that we're trying to sound like we know everything. It's that we're bringing it up because we want people to be aware that things are happening like this.
And sometimes you have to bring light to things that. Yeah.
And you don't have to know everything about everything before you bring it up to talk about it.
Yeah.
Because I think bringing it up is step one, and then you try to be informed, and if you can't get informed, then you keep pushing and pushing and pushing until you feel like you're right.
Yeah,
that's our job, and I love it.
I do too.
Right. So I think that there's probably more hot tea out there, but these are the two that perked my ears.
Yeah,
up.
Same.
I mean, the guy with the eyebrows. I, you know, I'm not even.
We couldn't say anything because
I'm not saying anything.
He is not caught yet.
I'm just saying. All right, there's a lot of haters. All right. I don't know when this guy got tattoos on his eyebrows, but I will say he's probably regretted them a day or two in his life. So
I think there are a lot of people out there, though, with the tattooed eyebrows that have regretted those. Yeah. So let's just.
Yeah. You know, I just want to be like, be nice. Be nice. That's what I say.
Yeah.
Right. We don't know. We don't. Innocent
be nice.
Proven
drink
guilty.
Some coffee.
Yeah. Get your news continually from Muddy River News because these stories are always getting updated and they are always interesting. So, yeah, make sure you tune in to Coffee Talk and MuddyRiverNews.com and we'll keep you informed and
posted.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Posted. Love it. All right. That's it for
Coffee Talk.
We'll catch you here tomorrow.
Muddy River News, our home, our news.